You're listening to SBS News.
Rehung Oblis has been separated from her parents who live in Xinjiang for 5 years. She says this is what she'd like to say to them if she could.
I trust you guys. They are the best in the world. Best parents in the world.
After repeated inquiries, she discovered last year that they were in prison. They have been jailed for 14 years on charges of what China calls assisting terrorist activities.
It's really ridiculous. My parents even don't know what the exact meaning of the terrors.
Rights groups have long accused China's government of mass arbitrary detention of Uyghur Muslims and other ethnic minorities in a network of prisons and camps since 2017. China says its use of camps, which it calls training centres, is aimed at curbing terrorism. But a finally released United Nations report has found allegations that it describes as credible of patterns of torture in these camps, including forced medical treatment and cases of sexual violence. It also says the arbitrary and discriminatory detention of Uyghurs strips them of fundamental rights, which may constitute crimes against humanity. The Uyghur community is labelling it a significant step forward, but says it doesn't go far enough. Ms. Nurgul Sawat is from Uyghur Freedom Forum.
We wish they could have made some comment around that term. But I read through all the 48 pages of report, but I did not see a single line around the genocide. That was disappointing.
China's government has immediately responded, saying,
"It is a completely politicised document that disregards facts and reveals explicitly the attempt of some Western countries and anti-China forces to use human rights as a political tool."
In recent months, the now former UN Human Rights Chief, Michelle Bachelet, has been under intense pressure from China to refrain from publishing the report. She's also faced pressure from some diplomats and rights groups who accuse her of being too soft on China. Finally, she released the report just minutes before her four-year tenure ended. Sophie Richardson is Human Rights Watch's China Director.
High Commissioner's delay in issuing this report, her reticence about meeting Uyghurs, Tibetans, Hong Kong people really tarnished her legacy. I mean, these are some of the aspects of her time in office that I think will leave Geneva with her and will be hard to shake.
The criticisms that Ms. Bachelet has called unfair. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has released a statement saying Australia expects all countries to adhere to their international human rights obligations, and we join with others in the international community in calling on the Chinese government to address the concerns raised in this report. Ms. Oblis isn't optimistic that the UN officer's recommendation to China to free those detained will materialise, but she says she won't give up hope.
It's my only hope. Reunite with them.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.